Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 64, More Advanced Mistakes. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me and Wilner up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes updates need context, and that context is my life. So if you know me, you are welcome here, and you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested in what I'm doing. I am not going to try to hard sell you on this. You don't need to go to iTunes and give me a 5-star review. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing the context. That is my life. If you're just joining now, if this is your first episode, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will pretty much bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those, and I would advise against binging the whole series. That's not how, I did not record them with that intention, and it might be a lot. It might be a lot. So, I am having to mumble into the microphone because this is a holiday week, and this is Golden Week. This is the big holidays. And I don't have any, I've not had any, and Hammy was sick basically all last week. So I didn't have any time to record. And I like to do it when there's nobody home so I can be loud and bring my voice up to like full and get a proper distance from the microphone. But have not been able to do that. And I'm sort of desperately recording this on the morning of the holiday Monday. So anyway, if you get in case you're wondering why this episode sounds a bit different, that's why. So there's this meme floating around. I will pop it in the show notes on the website if you want to see it, but I'll describe it for you now. So it's two panels. In the first of these two panels, you've got Captain Picard staring wistfully out of the window of the Enterprise, and he says, "Slowly, I am coming to accept that I have made mistakes in the past. All I can do is learn from them. Try not to make the same mistakes again." And in the second panel, he has turned decisively toward the camera, and he continues, "Inform the crew. From now on, we must make different and more advanced mistakes." So my friend Ra posted this, and I chuckled. But then I thought about it, and I realized that this rather sums up my philosophy of making art. I endeavor to learn from my mistakes, and to go on to make different and more advanced ones. And that's only 20% a joke. I think that in a lot of ways is what making art is. That's sort of the process. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. So let's get into the updates. YTG, summer show, no updates. We've got a meeting coming up this Thursday, if maybe we'll try. It's Golden Week. So no updates since Marie and I went into the theater last week. Oh, wait. Okay, no, I think I did my update just before that because I recorded on Monday. Did I not talk about this? Anyway, Marie and I went into the space and we did a bunch of measurements. We walked around and we started figuring out what was doable. We found some doors in the under the stage in the storage area that we'll be maybe able to incorporate into the set. So yes, we did that. So this is the problem with the updates sort of being late like this. It's I forget what actually happened in the period between updates. But yeah, we did that. Yeah, it was nice. Also nice just doing more catch up with Marie. But so we have a better idea. We kind of have approximately how big we want that center piece of the stage to be. And we're going to make, and we're still hoping to build that in May, at least, or a mock-up of it, that something we can work with when the rehearsals start. But the sad part is that Marie is leaving in May. So before the, before the show, but before literally the day after the first intern arrives. So that's kind of a bummer. All right. Photography updates. I've been told that I'm being considered for a couple of big event shoots in the next few months. So that's good news. Not only is that one of the main ways I make money outside of the university drama teaching job, it's also, I like to shoot events. It's my thing. So yes, hopefully I'll have some updates for you guys in the next few weeks. Also, I was in Chigasaki this week for a school tour. So we're looking for self-directed learning style schools. So like unschooling style schools for Hammy. And there's one in Chigasaki. So we went to their open house. And Chigasaki, if you don't live in Japan, you may not know this. It's sort of right by the seashore. So we went to the beach because Hammy likes beach. I'm not a big beach fan, but he likes beaches. He likes to see if there's any like clams and stuff, but or little shell things. But also he likes to collect rocks. And then he spent an hour trying to skip stones into the ocean. So now he really wants to go back and do more of that. But what does this have to do with photography? Well, one of the reasons I decided to spend the afternoon with him on the beach, even though I hate beaches, I did go because he likes it. But I could have just not mentioned that we were near a beach and we wouldn't have had to go. But I did because I wanted him to have fun, but also because I kind of just bought a new 7.5 millimeter lens for my camera. It's the widest lens I've ever shot with. It's a fisheye, and I've never had a fisheye lens before. I mean, because really you can get the fisheye effect in post. You can sort of make that extreme barrel distortion in Lightroom afterwards, after you've shot. But the thing with the real fisheye lens is that you have this crazy field of view. So this lens, sort of left to right, like the long way, the long axis, has, I think, more than 180 degrees field of view. I think it's 190. So actually, when you turn the camera into portrait mode, it's really hard not to catch your own feet in the shot. So anyway, yeah, I've never shot with something like this before. So I knew it was going to be an adjustment and I wanted to try it out. So, 7.5 fisheye lens is crazy. I think I'm going to attach a couple photos to this update post on the website. So click through to the website if you want to see those, or I will also link the post in the show notes to the dozen or so photographs that I took. I should mention it was a very gray day. So it wasn't what I had in my mind when I had this, like, because the sand was gray, the sky was gray, the water was gray. But it was interesting. And I think there's always sort of an adjustment period when you shoot for the first time with a new focal length. And some are easier, like some are, you take a few photos and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. And some are harder. Like I took a little while to adjust to shooting with like a 23 millimeter lens when I shot with it a couple times, and then I had it in the cupboard for, oh, I don't know, like 6 months more, maybe a year. And then one day I took it out and I challenged myself by only taking that lens with me on a walk with the family. And now actually after that day, that is generally, if I bring one lens on a shoot, it's that 23 millimeter lens. That's my go-to, that's my walk around lens. But it took me a while to sort of adjust to like shooting with a wider, that's not an ultra wide, that's just a wide angle, but just shooting with a wide angle, because I'm more used to shooting with like sort of more portrait focal lengths. So 35 millimeters on my camera, 35 millimeters, because my camera's a crop sensor. So 35 millimeters is like a 53 millimeter on a full frame. But yeah, so 35 and up, I'm pretty comfortable shooting like 35 to say 75, I'm kind of pretty comfortable shooting that. Anything longer than that is then telephoto. So that's something that's more for shooting things from a distance. And the thing with that is the angles affect the shot less the longer the lens gets, because yeah. But with a wide angle, the wider you get, the more your angle that you're shooting on matters, especially if you're getting close to your subject. All right, ramble. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, other updates. I edited the video trailer for Yanomi Shoshin's show Ami Ami Ba-san that I filmed last December, just before I went to Canada. So we edited the Hammy and I edited the show video while we were in Canada, but then Yanomi needed a short, like, 1 minute trailer. So I threw one together the week before last, and then I finished it last week. So that was very kind. Not of me. Sorry, I was thinking something, and then I two sentences, and I said the second sentence. I did it because she asked me to, and then she ended up paying me a little bit. So that was very kind. That's the bit that was very kind. Okay, last update. Sustainability project. I think we're in the final stretch of having the main copy done. We're probably just a week or two away from soft launch number two. So some of you might be receiving messages from me about that. And I'm hoping to have the hard launch sometime in May or the next soft launch if we have to iterate again. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for this update. We're in the Golden Week holidays right now. So I know I'm still a week behind. So I will try to put out something on Thursday to catch up. Anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and we're out.